Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast.
Hello and welcome to the Mix06 Buzzcast. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is a show leading up to the Mix06 conference in Las Vegas, March 20th through 22nd, a 72-hour conversation.
Hello and welcome to the Buzzcast. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and today Jennifer Ritzinger talks to David Streams, who's a group program manager in the Platform Incubation Group. And today they're going to talk about the session, Extending Your Experience to the Desktop Using the Windows Sidebar.
So, David, you are giving a session at Mix. It's called Extending Your Experience to the Desktop Using Windows Sidebar.
That's right.
It's a mouthful.
It is.
So, in a nutshell, what is the session going to be about?
Well, it's about a couple things. Sidebar, mainly. So, Sidebar is a new feature we're shipping in Vista, which is, I think is going to be extremely exciting feature for customers. Think of Sidebar as a container or a manager for gadgets, and gadgets are kind of these lightweight mini applications. And so it's going to make customers more productive, and it's going to allow them to be able to personalize their desktops in the sense that there's going to be, you know, hundreds, thousands of these gadgets available to them, and they can basically dock them in the sidebar or float them on their desktop and kind of see this ambient information kind of in their periphery. And I think it's interesting for a lot of the folks that are building large website properties for a couple of reasons. They can leverage a lot of their investment. Good example would be at CES, there was a big, during the keynote, they showed off the sidebar, and they showed specifically a Fox Sports gadget. And so Fox Sports has, all these great web properties, and they basically leveraged a lot of their DHTML code and injected into it this gadget in the sidebar. And so end users can now, using the sidebar in Vista, kind of keep track of the sports information in real time, and create multiple instances of these gadgets so they could follow multiple games. And what it does for Fox is it allows them to kind of extend their reach beyond the browser. So no longer do their end users have to instantiate a browser and kind of browse to the website to get their sports scores. Instead, they can use the Fox Sports gadget and kind of see this information in their periphery. So I think it's a huge opportunity for folks building websites and web applications and being able to really extend onto the desktop.
So I've heard, a couple of people have asked, is this like a souped-up dashboard, or is it much more than that?
Well, we wanted to keep this simple. So it's a very simple feature for users to be able to utilize. Think of it as an extension of the desktop shell. Right, so you have the taskbar where you minimize applications, and then you have the sidebar which will host these gadgets. But in terms of developing the gadgets, then it's also a very simple development model. So they'll be able to leverage HTML and scripting capabilities to build these gadgets.
And that's where customers can get the better productivity.
Absolutely. So when you think about the types of gadgets that might be developed, you can kind of break them down into three areas, real large areas. One would be gadgets that integrate with the desktop. And what I mean by that is, Windows exposes all kinds of functionality or information to the user about maybe my IP address or my networking status, or two examples. So you could build gadgets very easily that integrate with the desktop and present information to the user, making them more productive. Another example is building gadgets that integrate with full-blown applications. So you might have business applications which consist of hundreds of forms, right? And you're just swimming in data, and you just want to be able to keep on top of it, right? Maybe you have you want to track invoices or the invoices that are open. You could build a gadget that integrates with the application, so it just gives you in your periphery some information about that application. And then when you want to actually go into the app to do tasks, the gadget can launch that application. And then the third type of gadget that we think is going to be very prevalent is a gadget that integrates with services in the cloud. So the Fox Sports gadget that I mentioned is a good example. Gadgets that track stocks, weather, etc. So it'll increase productivity in the sense that you won't have to always be inside of a full-blown application, or you don't have to launch your browser and navigate to a page to get targeted information. instead, you can customize your desktop to always have that information available to you at a glance.
And gadgets are associated with Live.
That's right. Think of the Microsoft strategy with gadgets is multifaceted. We have live.com gadgets. Again, leveraging DHTML, and then if you go to Mix, you're also going to hear about this Atlas technology, which gives you real rich client functionality available from script. So that's leveraged in live.com gadgets. So when you go to live.com, again, it's about personalization. And you can build these gadgets using DHTML and Atlas framework, and then those gadgets will actually run in Sidebar. So you don't have, the developers won't have to change a line of code. They'll just work. But then again, on the desktop with Sidebar gadgets, we extend it even further. We have, rich UI and an object model that developers can take advantage of. So my point is that you have live.com gadgets that run inside of your browser. They'll run on Sidebar, and then you can extend those further to take advantage of the rich desktop functionality. And then we actually have a third class of gadgets called Sideshow, which run on devices. So next-generation laptops is a good example. You'll have like these auxiliary displays. And the idea is that you can take your laptop, power it down, you're going to a meeting, you want access to like your calendar or some other PIM data. You'll be able to, through the gadgets, see that information in that auxiliary display.
Very cool. And we have a new Microsoft website that it's dedicated 100% to gadgets, and it's microsoftgadgets.com.
That's right.
And did you know that we're having a contest for gadgets and Mix?
I did.
So folks can win a free trip to Mix, all expenses paid, and if they can design one of the coolest gadgets out there.
Yeah.
That has a Mix theme to it.
Yeah, I saw that. It's going to be exciting. Yeah. I can't wait to be at Mix and kind of share this feature, firsthand with people and see what great things they're already able to do with live.com. So
very cool. Well, we'll see you in March.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks, David.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, David. Thanks, Jennifer. And just a reminder, you can register for Mix 06 at mix06.com, and it's March 20th through 22nd in Las Vegas. This is your host, Michael Lehman, and we'll see you in Las Vegas.